News that from this Friday, gatherings can be attended by up to 100 people has been welcomed throughout the country. From wedding planners to funeral directors, there's been a big sigh of relief that the government now believes it is safe for larger numbers of people to be together at the same time. And there's hope that even fewer restrictions are not far away, with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern saying the limits will be looked at again in a fortnight. And moving to Alert Level 1 will be considered on June the 22nd. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield is Director General of Health and joins us now. Morena.
Morena. Talo falava.
Talo falava. You seemed pretty optimistic yesterday. Is it fair to say there is a growing sense that we have in fact eliminated this virus?
Well, optimistic, yes, that we haven't got community transmission happening on shore. So our elimination approach is ongoing. It's not so much a point in time, because a key pillar of it, of course, is our really strong border measures. And obviously they continue because we want to prevent any further cases coming into the country, or if one does sneak through, we want to be able to find it and stamp it out really quickly. So yes, I think all the numbers, as people will recognise, at the same time as we're still doing quite a lot of testing, we're not finding cases. So that's very encouraging.
You mentioned the one sneaking through, and could you just explain to us, there were a couple of cases that we have had in the last 2 weeks or so where somebody, after about 4 weeks, they were becoming positive. So does that not highlight the risk that if you only quarantine people for 2 weeks, that they may in fact sneak through?
Well, a two-week quarantine is still the gold standard and being used around the world. And the thing here is that we are finding people that are still testing positive some weeks into having, some weeks after their initial symptoms. But what seems to be coming clear, and a study in both Singapore and South Korea have found the same finding, that they're not infectious, even though they might be testing positive. So
it's not an antibody test. Is that different?
No, that's different. So this is still finding through that PCR test, still finding evidence of the virus, but it's probably fragments of the virus, not that they've got active virus that they are shedding and therefore able to infect others.
Right, so we don't need to increase our quarantine time limit?
No, the 14 days is still considered absolutely the right period of time. And of course, in that quarantine period, and even when people are in managed self-isolation, they are symptom checked every day. And if they have any symptoms, including a temperature, then they are tested at that point. But the 14 days is the period that's used right around the world.
Okay, so we've now got gatherings of 100 from Friday. How quickly can you trace 100 people?
Oh, well, we could trace 100 people very quickly as long as we've got their contact details. And this is the key issue that we need to really encourage people to do is, by, for example, using the ministry's app, even by downloading it and registering, it means we've got up-to-date contact details.
Okay. Would you mind being a bit more specific about how quickly? Because there was some gold standards, wasn't there, in terms of how quickly you need to do it. Can you do it in 4 days, for example?
Well, actually, the data we've got from around the country for the period from mid-April to mid-May, we were getting 82% of people within 2 days. But as I say, what makes it easiest to find people is if we've got their contact details. So that's the thing we've really been focusing on, and that's a key benefit of the app, even as it is now.
So you're confident if there was, say, a COVID case at a wedding or something, and there was 100 people there, that you could contact, trace them all within 4 days?
Actually, our aim would be to contact trace them all within 2 days of a case being confirmed. And yes, we not only could do that, but we are doing it. And this is a key point. Even at a private function like a wedding, or if you're having a group of people at home, up to 100 people, you still want to look after them and keep a record of who's been there. It's not too much trouble. But that is the critical thing that will help us trace people quickly.
Are you disappointed with the uptake of the app? You're only running at about 7 or 8% of the population, I think, isn't it? Around 350,000. That doesn't seem too many.
I'm not disappointed. Remember, it's only been out there for less than a week, so people are picking it up. And that's already 360,000 people whose up-to-date contact details we have. and we're seeing people download it and put it on their phones. You know, that number's increasing by the day, as is the number of businesses who are getting the QR codes up. So about 20% of our active businesses, in other words, the ones that people visit, like retail outlets or hospitality, so about 20% of them have already got the QR codes up. And again, that's only less than a week down the track.
Okay, so what do you need to get to for both those measures before where you'd be happier? What, a million people, 60% of businesses? Do you have some targets you can give us?
We don't have a target, but we're just encouraging as many people as possible. Just, you know, remembering that anyone who registers with the app, we've then got their up-to-date contact details, and also it just will make it easier for them and for businesses if they can scan the QR code to check in if they visit a business. So the more the merrier, you know, it's just as many people as possible.
And is work still progressing on Bluetooth functionality for the app? Is that still possible in a couple of weeks?
Won't be a couple of weeks, but it is still progressing. The next functionality that will be coming with the next sort of release will be this ability, if someone is notified as a case, then our ability to send a message to everyone who has been in a venue that person might have been in. So that's a really important functionality. And then the Bluetooth one will be, perhaps another 2 or 3 weeks down the track after that. But we're also learning from other countries that actually it's not straightforward, and it's certainly only an adjunct to our already sort of robust manual and national tracing system.
I don't know whether you heard it this morning, but Phil Pennington, our reporter, ran a piece this morning with some criticism that the app is very unusable for those who are visually impaired with low vision. Is there any way that this app can be improved to help those who struggle with sight?
Yes, there are, and we've certainly aligned it as much as possible with the accessibility and low vision standards that are already existing. But one of the things I think we can add, and we're looking at how we can do that, is some sort of audio alerts, so that people know who have got low vision know when they're close to where there might be a QR code, and then that helps with some prompts about making.
Yes, that seemed to be the problem, didn't it? It's very difficult for them to find it. So when can they expect to see that?
I don't have timing on that, but I know the team are looking at that right now. So that'll be something we'll be looking to do, because we do want it to be accessible and usable by everybody.
Ashley Bloomfield, thank you very much for your time this morning. Director General of Health